Five Truths About God's Blessing Over You, written by Lisa Apollo, read by Laura Hopkins. Today's verse is Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 through 26. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. The people of Israel had been camped at the foot of Mount Sinai for almost a year after leaving Egypt. They had received God's Ten Commandments and his full law and built the tabernacle according to God's precise instructions. Now, on the cusp of moving toward the promised land and going into battle, God commanded the high priest Aaron to pronounce this blessing over the people. Because we hear these words recited so often, we can lose the awe that God would bless so extravagantly. Let's dig out five truths in God's blessing over you. First, God is the source of all blessing. Although often referred to as the priestly or Aaronic blessing, these words weren't written by men. They are God's words spoken through his priests to his people. God is a God who blesses. In fact, when God created Adam and Eve, the first thing he did was to bless them. And the last thing Jesus did, he blessed his apostles. As Jesus was taken into heaven, he was blessing his apostles. While these words are often spoken as a prayer or petition, there is no "will you" or "may you" found here. God has proclaimed this blessing and has commanded that it be spoken over his people. Second, God blesses us personally. Six times these verses repeat "you," and each time it is in the singular form. Rather than blessing Israel corporately in these verses, God of the universe blesses each one personally. In a crowd of more than 2 million, God saw each one. God sees you. God knows you intimately, cares for you individually, and blesses you personally. Third, God bends down to benefit us. The Hebrew word for bless means to kneel down. Used metaphorically here, it shows that God bends down to give us himself and with that all of his benefits, his faithfulness, mercy, forgiveness, grace, love, comfort, joy, hope, guidance, redemption, adoption, acceptance, and more. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 tells us we have every spiritual blessing through Jesus. Because God is infinite, we can never reach the end of his blessing. Fourth, God blesses us as a father to his child. How can God lift his countenance upon us if he is in heaven and we are on earth? Doesn't he look down upon us? These words are a picture of a father lifting his child in his arms above him. Just as that father lifts up his beaming face to that child, God shines his full pleasure, his full goodwill, and his full joy over you as his child. Fifth, God's blessing brings peace. Who doesn't want peace? But God's peace is more than the absence of strife. The Hebrew word for peace, shalom, stems from the word which means restoration back to the original state. God's peace means not just harmony, but completeness and wholeness, rest and welfare, soundness and safety. Take heart today. In a world that is often hard and chaotic, God has bent down to bless you personally. God of infinite benefits gives them to you. And though the world may frown, God's beaming countenance is upon you. Today, child, walk in the fullness of your Father's extravagant blessing.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists.
When he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Dedicating time each day to spend feeding our minds and our hearts the truth of God's Word is immensely helpful in our growth as followers of Christ. I'm John Stonge, and each day I host a show called Daily Devotions with Pastor John. On the show, I spend just a few minutes taking an applicational look at one or two verses of Scripture before coming to the Lord in prayer. If you'd like to make a habit of spending more time meditating on the truth of God's Word, you can listen to Daily Devotions with Pastor John at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.